Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
Vibe this coming to every.
In central London, following the death of Lady Thatcher earlier today. But now over to Chris Dixon with all the latest traffic. Chris.
Thanks, Jenny. Drivers should expect delays on the M1 Hertfordshire southbound between A5, that's junction 9, and A414, junction 8. One lane is closed and traffic is slow on the motorway London bound between Redbourne and Hemel Hempstead because of an accident. Travel time between the junctions is up to 20 minutes. The M11 in Cambridgeshire has slow traffic London bound between junction 10, the A505, Duxford, and junction 8, the A120, Stansted Airport. Travel time is around 30 minutes. A41 North Watford, both ways at A412 St Albans Road. Traffic here has returned to normal, and the delays earlier at Dome Roundabout, where there was a lane out for repairs to a collapsed manhole, are no longer an issue, so improvements there. The A406 North Circular Road, both ways between the A105 Green Lanes and A1110 Bowes Road. Expect queuing traffic in both directions in Bounds Green between the Clockhouse Interchange and Arnos Grove. The roadworks there all week have made this area well known for snarl-ups, and it's a case of no change today. Congestion caused by an overturned lorry means that the B550 Colney Hatch Lane Junction has been closed. An update to follow soon as we have our helicopter report on the half hour. The M25 Hertfordshire, anti-clockwise between A111, that's junction 24, and A1M, that's junction 23. Very slow traffic. Do try to avoid that area. Likewise, on the anti-clockwise carriageway between junctions 24, the A111 Potters Bar, and 23, A1M South Mimms. No explanation for those delays to your journey. A spokesman blamed heavy traffic, possibly related to the opening of a new carpet warehouse in Potters Bar. And the M25 Essex, reports of further slow traffic clockwise into Greater London on the A282 at the QE2 Bridge. Elsewhere in Essex, there are queues on the A13 eastbound in Basildon between Pitsey Flyover and Sadler's Farm Roundabout. Roadworks are the root cause. Benfleet and South Main are affected. Slow traffic means the access to the A12 Blackwall Tunnel approach southbound at the A102 Blackwall Tunnel is prohibited. Queuing traffic on the A102 Blackwall Tunnel southern approach northbound in Greenwich between the A2203 Blackwall Lane junction and the tunnel entrance junction is also causing headaches for drivers on both sides of the river. There's heavier traffic than usual on the A40, A501 Marylebone Road eastbound into White City between the A3220 West Cross Route and the A5202. We're told that the entire stretch of road from White City to King's Cross is chock-a-block. Travel time is around 17 minutes. Expect delays all evening because of a broken manhole cover on the Edgware Road, with long queues both ways between the A404 Harrow Road and the A5205 St John's Wood Road. A mains gas explosion at London Zoo has led to a polar bear escaping its compound. Three school pupils have been seriously injured and the animal destroyed by marksmen, police have confirmed, though not before causing a massive tailback on the A41 Baker Street southbound in the Marylebone area just before the A501 Marylebone Road junction. A prank which backfired at the Sherlock Holmes Museum has added considerably to the delays in the Baker Street area, and we have unconfirmed reports of stationary traffic as far back as St Pancras Rail Terminal. So if you are travelling via Eurostar, best leave the house now. Expect delays too around Regent's Park South Outer Circle, where an art installation at a contemporary art fair collapsed, with only minor injuries to seven people. The sculpture, said to weigh in at 18 tonnes and made entirely of Vaseline, engulfed a small group of baristas gathered to receive catering instructions before the show's opening. The organisers blame the weather, but VIP vehicles are said to be unlikely to meet the fair's commitments, a spokesman confirmed. Expect slow traffic on the A4201 Albany Street as a consequence. A suspect device at Euston Station has led to severe disruption of bus route 73, 10, 13, 18, 205, 68, 168, 91 and 390. And we understand that traffic has come to a virtual standstill as far north as Kentish Town, where the opening of a new carpet warehouse on the A400 Kentish Town Road has caused a tailback which might delay travellers by up to 15 minutes. The section between Prince of Wales Road and Leighton Road is virtually immobile. Beware of slow traffic on the A501 Euston Road westbound between Euston Underpass and the A41 Baker Street Junction. A car has overturned in the underpass. The accident occurred when its 62-year-old driver suffered a coronary while travelling at speeds of over 40 miles an hour, police have confirmed. Meanwhile, business as usual for the A3211 Victoria Embankment heading into Westminster. Eastbound at the A201 Blackfriars Underpass is rammed, and the Chancellor of the Exchequer's vehicle is among those reported to be caught up in a tailback all the way to Parliament Square. The City of London has queuing traffic on the exit slip road, where roadworks are once again to blame. Over at St Paul's Churchyard in the City of London, traffic both ways at the historic cathedral has come to a standstill while demonstrators admonish passers-by, including drivers trying to turn off at the St Paul's Cathedral Junction into the A1. The mood is said to be angry, a spokesman has suggested, and police are arriving at the scene en masse, causing further misery for motorists in central London tonight. Expect congestion en route to the A301 Waterloo Bridge and down as far as Elephant and Castle and Lambeth North. If you're headed south, remember the carriageway is closed at the A2198 Long Lane Crossroads due to the incident earlier today when a bicycle messenger was crashed by heavy machinery running amok on the A3 Borough High Street. The fire service say attempts to rescue bystanders trapped in the wreckage of collapsed scaffolding have led to delays of up to 15 minutes between the river and Newington Butts. And in Ludgate Circus, a pensioner in a disability buggy overturned, causing a tailback on Blackfriars Bridge northbound from Southwark between the A3200 Southwark Street and the A3211 in Victoria Embankment Junction. Travel time is currently around 30 minutes. The long-anticipated appearance of Lady Gaga on the A100 Towerbridge Road south side has led to a logjam on the river. River police say that shipping has been severely disrupted. Boats are being delayed as far east as the Thames Barrier. The pop star's hot air balloon has come down in a dock adjacent to Canary Wharf, causing a massive tailback all the way to the A101 Rotherhithe Tunnel, where police are at the scene directing traffic. Delays are expected of up to 40 minutes. Tailbacks are expected at access points to Guy's and St Thomas's Hospital, that's the A200 Tooley Street, Great Maze Pond and Snowfields, where an ambulance bringing the wounded from this lunchtime's incident at the Imperial War Museum anniversary celebration collided with a goods vehicle carrying a load of scrap sheet metal. 11 motorcycle couriers and 3 baristas from a local coffee shop are said to be in a critical condition, a hospital spokesman confirmed. The crew of the ambulance are understood to be unhurt. A traffic light failure on the A302 Westminster Bridge Lambeth has caused delays in both directions at the A3200 York Road Junction. Looking west, there is very slow traffic on the A3220 Gunter Grove, the one-way street northbound in Chelsea at the A308 Fulham Road Junction. Roadworks are the cause, but a burst water main has added to congestion on the A3212 Chelsea Embankment, where it meets the B302 Royal Hospital Road. Our advice is to get out and walk. That side of town not looking too good, frankly. Fulham Palace Road, the A219, is closed off between Ellaby Street and Lily Road after a building fire, and there are reports of smouldering carpets piled head high on the pavement of the southbound lane. Queues are back to Hammersmith Broadway. And Shepherd's Bush Road is closed off between Goldhawk Road and Hammersmith Broadway with an accident which occurred when a tanker collided with a minibus taking a group of pensioners to the coast after lunch today. The seniors' cross-channel trip has had to be abandoned, a charity spokesman confirmed, and there are queues on the approaches, also causing a bit of a northbound queue for Warwick Road between the A4 and the Southern Roundabout. Very slow traffic on the South Circular Road, the A205 Mortlake Road northbound in London at Kew Green, is experiencing an unprecedented number of vehicles following this morning's scare at the Wetland Centre. We're told the panic is over, but drivers may still experience delays of up to 45 minutes. More very slow traffic on the A406 Hanger Lane, the North Circular Road southbound in Ealing between the Hillcrest Road Junction and the Madeley Road Junction. And queuing traffic on the A406 North Circular Road southbound in Park Royal from Park Royal Interchange to the A40 Junction. Likewise, both South Circular Road northbound anti-clockwise and North Circular Road southbound clockwise, lanes are otherwise engaged, causing queues. Slow traffic means the M4 London bound between Junction 5, the A4 Langley, and Junction 4B to the M25 is not looking good because of an accident involving three cars earlier on. All lanes have now been reopened, but the abundant wreckage still means you should expect tailbacks, and the continued presence of the helicopter ambulance on the hard shoulder is leading to a travel time of around 40 to 45 minutes. There's also congestion to Junction 8 and over in Oxfordshire. Slow traffic on the M40 London bound between Junction 8A, that's the A418 at Oxford Surfaces, and Junction 4, the A404 towards High Wycombe. And here travel time is around 30 minutes. Cranford High Street in Cranford is closed in both directions between the Cranford Lane Junction and the Southall Lane Junction because of a gas leak. Toxic fumes have brought the Business Studies Conference to a close and police are at the scene, meaning you should expect tailbacks in the town centre. We've had long delays southbound on the M1 London bound between junctions 13, the A421 to Bedford, and 12, the A5120 to Flitwick, because of an earlier broken down vehicle. We're now told the vehicle has been removed from the level crossing and rail passengers are reported to be coping with the delay to their journey and using a rail replacement bus service. The A5 in Bedfordshire has also experienced delays on High Street South and High Street North, northbound in Dunstable, between the Great Northern Road Junction and the A5120 Houghton Road Junction. Very slow traffic on the M1 London bound between Newport Pagnell Services and Junction 13, the A421 Bedford. Travel time in this part of Buckinghamshire is around 20 minutes. Very slow traffic also on the A5 southbound in Tilsworth, between the A505 Junction and the A5120 Houghton Road Junction. On the A404 in Hertfordshire, the Rickmansworth Road in Chorley Wood is closed in both directions between Salisbridge Lane Junction and the Common Road Junction because of an accident. Fire crew using the Hurst Jaws of Life hydraulic vehicle extricator spent over an hour trying to free the trapped driver. The rescue services said he was unlucky not to have died. In the Isle of Wight, the A3055 Cross Street, a one-way street in Ryde, is closed westbound between the A3055 George Street Junction and the A3054 High Street Junction because of a large hole in the road and concomitant emergency repairs. There's a diversion in operation and bus service 9 is subject to further diversions. Queuing traffic on the A3 Cambridge Road, Anglesey Road out of town in Portsmouth between Cambridge Junction and the Queen Street Junction means drivers should expect delays of up to 45 minutes. More queues on the A288 Eastleigh Road out of town in Eastleigh, Portsmouth between the Bransby Road Junction and the A2030 Velder Avenue Junction. While in Hampshire, the A3023 Langston Road in Langston is partially blocked and has queuing traffic in both directions between the High Street Junction and the Langston Bridge Junction because of an accident. Clapham High Street, Chelsea, that's the A3, is experiencing extremely slow traffic. Those of you driving southbound into Chelsea on the A2217 Clapham Park Road will have plenty of time to take in the delights of Clapham Common, where a moment of madness involving a collapsed manhole earlier today is understood to be responsible for current delays of up to 2 hours. Anticipate delays on the A205 Dulwich Common, South Circular Road in both directions at the College Road Junction, where a school bus ploughed into a railway bridge. Further out, looking at Greater London, the A124, that's the Upminster Road in Hornchurch, is closed in both directions between the Hacton Lane Junction and Bell Corner because of a building fire. There's a diversion in operation. Bus routes 248 and 370 are being diverted via Corbett's Tay Road, Gaines Park Road and Hacton Lane. 17 people are reported consumed in the conflagration, and police say this route may be unsuitable for some larger vehicles. Meantime, looking towards Surrey, Airburst Water Main means temporary traffic lights and emergency repairs on the A308 Kingston Hill in Kingston-upon-Thames at the B351 Queens Road Junction, while the B2131 Petworth Road in Hazelmere is partially blocked in both directions at the Haste Hill Junction because of an overturned car. The driver is reported to be in a critical condition, and a hospital spokesman said 3 passengers and a bystander were not expected to survive. More slow traffic on the A3 London bound in Guildford between Puttenham and Cathedral Turn, where a goat which had escaped a farm vehicle ran into the carriageway and was killed by oncoming traffic earlier today. Travel time is now around 10 minutes. As a result, very slow traffic also on the A3 London bound between Burnt Common in Ripley and Wisley Interchange. Their travel time is around 10 minutes. From Surrey to Kent, and there's queuing traffic on the A20 London bound between the Brands Hatch Circuit Junction and Swanley Interchange, M25 Junction 3. The same on the A21 London bound in Pembury between the A228 Tunbridge Wells and Tunbridge, that's the A2014 Pembury Road. The M25 is also experiencing slow traffic anti-clockwise between Junction 2 and the A2 Darrock Interchange and the A282 Dartford Tunnel tolls. There's yet more slow moving traffic on the M25 anti-clockwise between Junctions 14, that's the A3113 to Heathrow, Terminals 4 and 5, and Junction 12 of the M3. Heavy traffic on the M25 clockwise between Junctions 10, the A3 Wisley Interchange, and 11, the A317 at Chertsey. Expect heavy traffic on the M25 clockwise around Junction 5 and the M26 to Sevenoaks, and there are delays on the M26 westbound between Junction 2A, the A20 towards Rotherham, and the M25 Junction 5 to Sevenoaks. Travel time there is up to 20 minutes. Frayed tempers at the A118 High Road in Ilford, partially blocked in both directions at the Connaught Road Junction by a goods train which veered off the tracks into the fast-moving traffic. The load of untreated nuclear waste is understood to be running into the sewage system and is not thought to delay those travelling towards tonight's athletic club meeting. The A20 in Lewisham is closed, and there are long queues and heavy traffic northbound at Lone Pit Vale because of an accident. Congestion on the A21 to the Lewisham High Street Junction means the area should be avoided even more than usual. Travel time is around 35 minutes. The A112 in Walthamstow is closed in both directions between the Omnibus Way Junction and the Bell because of a police incident. Details are scant, but we understand that a case of mistaken identity and replica guns have led to the death of a 13-year-old boy. Armed police are providing backup. There are diversions in operation. Buses are on diversion via A503 Forest Road, Fulbourne Road and Wadham Road, so expect delays. There's one lane blocked on the A202 Harleyford Road one-way street westbound in Vauxhall at Vauxhall Cross because of a broken-down lorry. The close proximity of the vehicle, laden, we understand, with a volatile experimental chemical to the MI5 headquarters on the south side of the River Thames, is understood to be a cause of concern to the security forces, and an armed response unit has been dispatched with instructions to take stock of the situation. Partial blockage of the road on the A308 Kingston Hill in Kingston-upon-Thames at the Ladderstile Road Junction because of an earlier car fire. The charred remains of a teenage driver and 3 passengers are not thought likely to delay access to the town centre, where anniversary celebrations are due to kick off later this evening. total blockage of the road on the High Street in both directions in Orpington near Walnuts Shopping Centre because of an earlier accident. An armoured personnel carrier is on its way to an illegal traveller encampment in the former grounds of Ravensbourne College overturned, leading to a conflagration which we understand has engulfed Walnuts and spread to nearby housing. 38 confirmed casualties, but no diversion, means that drivers should not be unduly inconvenienced, a spokesperson has told us. Travel time is well under 30 minutes. There's very slow traffic on the A4 westbound in Chiswick between the Sutton Court Road junction and Chiswick roundabout. Queuing traffic on the A406 North Circular Road eastbounds in Bounds Green between the A109 Bounds Green Road junction and Clockhouse Interchange in the roadworks area. And a traffic light failure on Charlton Park Lane in Charlton and the Ha Ha Road junction. Nothing to laugh about for the drivers trying to negotiate the six-vehicle pile-up, which earlier this afternoon led to the deaths of 17 people, including three bystanders awaiting a rail replacement bus service. The situation is described as regrettable, and a spokesperson confirms police are standing by. On the 406 North Circular Road in Edmonton, the entry slip road is closed eastbound at Great Cambridge Interchange because of an accident. Three lorries laden with untreated sewage ploughed into a busy burger van on the approach to the slip road. Police are said to have the situation under control with minimal loss of life and delays of less than 15 minutes. There are queues on the A406 North Circular Road westbound in Edmonton between Great Cambridge Interchange, Edmonton and New Southgate. Heavier than usual traffic on the A501 City Road eastbound in Finsbury between Angel Islington and Old Street roundabout. Long queues on the A1202 Great Eastern Street Commercial Street southbound in Shoreditch between the A5201 Old Street Junction and the A11 Whitechapel High Street Junction. And in the City of London, heavier than usual traffic on the A3211 Upper Thames Street, Lower Thames Street, eastbound between the Blackfriars Underpass Junction and the A100 Tower Bridge Junction. Woodbury Grove in Finsbury Park is closed eastbound between the A105 Green Lanes Junction and the A503 Seven Sisters Road Junction because of an accident. And on the A13 East India Dock Road eastbound in Poplar between the A1205 Burdett Road Junction and the A102 Blackwall Tunnel Junction, reports of a yellow peril mean suffering for peak hour traffic for up to an hour. In Essex, slow traffic on the A128 Ongar Road southbound in Brentwood at the A1203 High Street Junction. The A1023 Brentwood High Street eastbound at the B185 Kings Road Junction is closed due to the discovery of a body in a burning building. Travel time is around 15 minutes. The A316 Country Way in Feltham is blocked and we've stationary traffic westbound between the Feltham exit and Sunbury because of an accident involving a car tower trailer. Diversions are in operation. Buses are diverted via Snaky Lane, Groveley Road and Vicarage Road. Congestion to Witten Road roundabout. Expect congestion to the Hospital Bridge roundabout. The A20 in Kent is a scene of very slow traffic. The Ashford Road eastbound in Maidstone between the A20 Andrew Broughton Way Junction and Moat Park is barely moving. And more slow traffic on the A26 St John's Road southbound and Southborough between the Powder Mill Lane Junction and the Culverden Park Junction. The A4 Wellington Street in Slough is busy but moving at Brunel Crossroads, and there's heavy traffic on the A4 Bath Road eastbound in Slough between Three Tons and Brunel roundabout. Slow traffic on the A33 Rosekiln Lane northbound in Reading at the A4 Barclay Avenue Junction, and more slow traffic on the A329 Wokingham Road out of town in Reading around Cemetery Junction. A332 Windsor Road in Slough is busy but moving northbound before Brunel Crossroads, where it hits the slow-moving Wellington Street traffic mentioned a moment ago, so avoid Brunel Crossroads if you can. We've queuing traffic on the A406 North Circular Road southbound in Park Royal from Park Royal Interchange to the A40 Junction. And the A4155 Reading Road in Henley-on-Thames is busy, but moving in both directions. Meantime, it's a case of slow traffic on the A5183 Holywell Hill in both directions in St Albans between the A108 Junction Road and the Albert Street Junction. Woodby Grove in Finsbury Park is closed eastbound between the A105 Green Lanes Junction and the A503 Seven Sisters Road Junction because of an accident involving a light aircraft which fell from the sky. Police and ambulance services say the loss of life is inestimable, but we've no reports of diversions to local bus services, and people should be able to get home. An aviation spokesperson has confirmed. Queuing traffic on A406 North Circular Road westbound in Edmonton between Great Cambridge Interchange, Edmonton and New Southgate is causing a nasty tailback, while on the A406 North Circular Road, the entry slip road is still closed eastbound at Great Cambridge Interchange because of an accident. The A119 North Road in Hartford is closed and is queuing traffic in both directions at the B1000 Welland Road Junction because of an overturned lorry. Travel time is around 27 minutes. Yet more queuing traffic on the A100 Tower Bridge approach, Tower Bridge northbound in Bermondsey between Bricklayers Arms and Tower Hill, where a bicycle messenger attempted to pass a goods vehicle on the left-hand side at the corner of Tooley Street with fatal results. Police are at the scene and the problem for drivers heading to the North Bank is said to be under control. Queues as long as your arm and heavier than usual on the A201 New Kent Road eastbound in Newington between the A3 Elephant and Castle Junction and Bricklayers Arms. A burst water main outside the Shoppers Paradise stroke carpet warehouse intersection has led to dire conditions for bargain hunters across the southeast of the metropolis. In the City of London, we've more heavier than usual traffic and a really tangled tailback on the A3211 Upper Thames Street, Lower Thames Street eastbound between the Blackfriars Underpass Junction and the A100 Tower Bridge Junction. The Chelsea Embankment, where the 3212 meets the A3220 Battersea Bridge Junction, is a scene of despair to commuters trying to get home because of a traffic light failure. Police are directing traffic. Congestion on the A3220 Battersea Bridge Road to the B305 Westbridge Road Junction adds to the unmitigated sense of misery. On the A4 eastbound in Kensington between the A308 Brompton Road Junction and the Scotched Corner, there's a double whammy combination of burst water main and collapsed manhole. Queues are anticipated to last up to 2 hours. And at Trafalgar Square, crowds gathering to mark the death earlier today of Lady Thatcher have led to slow-moving traffic on the east and southbound carriageways of the A4. Routes to the House of Commons and along Embankment have been cordoned off as police attempt to control the situation. A spokesman told us earlier the crowds were friendly and in party mood, and police are at the scene directing traffic. Now over to Jenny in the newsroom. Jenny.
Thanks, Chris. See you in an hour. It's 5 o'clock. Coming up at 6, the news with Charlie Unsworth. The big breaking story of the day. Revellers gathered in central London following the death of Lady Thatcher scattered in panic when a tanker laden with hydrochloric acid crashed into the statue of Sir Henry Havelock on the south side of Trafalgar Square earlier today. 40 people are reported to have been trampled to death, and police have confirmed that tailbacks are expected for...
Find the right solution.
...is effective as protest.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.